and Murata Mornings.
Social Studies.
Brought to you by HigherPrice.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty.
Lots to get to today in Social Studies, and here to get us through it is Sarah Cazell. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, let's get through it on Twitter slash
X. More than get through it.
Yeah, let's thrive.
Yeah, let's.
Not just survive.
Yeah.
How about that?
I set that up wrong. That was bad.
No, you're totally fine. We are on Twitter slash X at Bickley underscore Murata. We also are on Instagram at Bickley and Murata. Shout out to all of our wonderful Instagram followers who shared some marriage advice for our sweet, lovable, dense Jarrett Carlin. Said something to his wife that, well, you can just go watch the video on Instagram at Bickley and Murata. All right. To our first social studies question, we are asking about the Suns' big three. Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson, believes that Kevin Durant is interested in the Miami Heat. So we are talking about the big three, keeping them together, not keeping them together. What would be the biggest benefit of running it back with the big three? And what is the biggest negative or downside to keeping the big three together if that is indeed what happens?
Yeah, I think, I don't know what the negative of the big three would be as long as you brought in a new coach and a new system and tried some different way of method of presentation that galvanized and inspired those three. What the danger is would be the leadership vacuum that was very, very apparent last year.
Definitely.
And to me, the benefit of it all would be, look, not to sound like Rich Paul, as Vinny said earlier, yeah, if you believe the NBA is more about getting two really good top-flight scorers and then building some depth, this is a great time to trade Kevin Durant. He's coming off a season where his numbers look spectacular. That's where I'm at with the whole thing.
Yeah, I think the benefit of it is just that, is having still a devastating trio of scorers. And we spent a lot of time, and many people spent a lot of time examining the "we need to maximize Kevin Durant" comments from James Jones. And that was, I mean, that was discussion worthy.
Mm-hmm.
They need to maximize what didn't happen. They didn't maximize the big three offensively for whatever reason, whether it was the philosophy of very deliberately walking the ball up the floor, not having a point guard, whatever it was. That's what they needed to maximize last year and didn't. The danger in it is exactly what Bick just pinpointed. If the disconnect and the disappointment and the failure to achieve goals was due to some sort of disconnect in that big three, why run it back?
Well said.
Yeah.
Getting to our listener replies. Run it back. Yes or no? What would be the pros and the cons? Ross Vegas says, this is a tough one. I'm thinking that the league is going forward with a bunch of new talent, such as Anthony Edwards. It's this new generation of talented players. It seems that the young talent is catching up. There are so many good players. It's getting tougher and tougher to put together a great team. Black Hole Suns fan says the benefit of keeping the big three together would be continuity. The teams that have knocked the Suns out of the first round the past two seasons were teams who they themselves couldn't get past the first round in previous seasons, but they kept the same team and coach. He's referring to the T-Wolves and the Nuggets. Navon and Dad says the upside of keeping the big three together would be an extra offseason for them to gel, more time to work on defense as well. The downside is the big three can't turn into point guards overnight, nor could they produce any depth. And then last one for this question, Mike Honcho says, it's still pretty cool seeing your favorite team roll out Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal on the court all at the same time. But that's about it for the positives. I've got about 150 million negatives.
Oh, gee. We don't have time for all those.
No, we certainly do not, Mike. All right, let's get on to our next question, staying in the NBA. Last night, Nikola Jokic was voted the NBA MVP for the third time in four seasons. So he joins a really special group of players who have three or more MVPs, including fellow bigs Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, and Wilt Chamberlain. So of those four guys, including Jokic, who will go down as the greatest NBA center of all time? And if your pick isn't part of this group, then go ahead and mention him too. Again, the four is Jokic, Wilt, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell.
Yeah. It's hard to argue with Bill Russell's impact on the game and the rings and all that, but for my money, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was just an otherworldly kind of weapon. When he ruled the NBA, it was like, you know, it was like T-Rex in the Jurassic period.
Yeah, I think you can make strong arguments for all three. Bill Russell, to me, I mean, there might not ever be an athlete with a better resume in the history of sports from now until the end of time as Bill Russell.
Good point.
But he was also just surrounded with Hall of Fame talent at a time when the NBA was kind of in its infancy, and they won a ton. Will Chamberlain's assault on the record books was something, but I agree with Vic. It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for me.
Our listeners feel the same. Yeah. 45% say Kareem is and will go down as the greatest NBA center of all time. 28% go with Wilt Chamberlain. 14% say Bill Russell. Only 13% go with Jokic. Sandra Day O'Clobber says, Kareem may have lost some steps before he retired, but he was the model of consistency, and he didn't miss much time at all. Adam Bingham says the game today simply won't allow Jokic to pass the OG players, different style of play.
Yep.
Shaq got thrown in the mix by several people, including Cool Town Cardinal. Nobody is stopping Shaq with the ball in the paint. And then another submission from Sports Kebab Fan Club. Frank Kaminsky, best center of all time. Absolutely. All right, final question. At the start of the show, we joked after, Bic, you told us that you ran into someone who complimented the show and said that their son...
Yes, her name was Denise.
Dance.
Yes.
Hey, Denise. And Hey, Denise's son had a little dance for a mustache, not a mustache.
Yeah, so we adorable.
We joked that our show motto could be stupidity for all ages. So we asked our listeners, what should the show
also chug-a-lug,
motto be?
I believe.
And chug. Well, I thought that was Vince's personal motto. Do you guys have a show motto for Bickley and Murata Mornings?
Yeah, the greatest show in the history of the world.
That was the original one, yeah.
Kind of hard to beat that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our listeners.
Start big.
Exactly.
A lot of good answers.
Daylight Film says, Bickley and Murata Mornings, waking up with strangers and okay with it. Tremendous. Brian.
We're still strangers after all these years?
Well, I think everyone who's listening maybe is who he's referring to. Although, they're not strangers. They're our friends. Brian says, our show motto should be Valley Sports for the Dorks.
What a dork.
What a dork. Jason Nielsen, this sounds familiar. The show where everything is made up and the points don't matter. From whose line is it anyway?
Yep.
Daryl Lee, what? The greatest show in history wasn't good enough? last one from David Deaton. He gave us 5. Where ass dragon comes standard. That's one. A connected team is an entertaining team. Home of the virtual sports bar. Stir the soup and drink the beer. And the last one, where Arizona sports gets veered.
So veered.
I like those. We could have a different tagline for every day of the week.
And I also just counted 16 different people said some version of, shut up, Jarrett.
Yes. There was also a shut up, Jared, a shut up, Garrett, a shut up, Ferret. Stop rubbing your eyes.
And I like this one, just to close it out, from Andy. The good, the bad, the ugly, and Sarah Kazell. I don't know which one's which.
Thanks for not calling me ugly, Andy. I appreciate that. Yeah. All right, Mock My World update real quick. Yesterday we drafted things. Don't worry, Vince, I won't read yours. We drafted things or people that stand the test of time in honor of the Rolling Stones being in town 2 nights ago. I'm winning. 45% for me. 29% for you, Dan Bickley. 22% for you, Jarrett. And percent for you, Vince.
Say it. I think it's close to a record.
With all due respect, I'm surprised your team is popping that much. Not that you're not good at the game. No. So you're getting defensive.
You got the Beatles.
I'm getting defensive in honor
of the Beatles.
And Dolly Parton. And Betty White.
But the Betty White first pick is I thought was going to sink you.
I agree.
Why?
She's dead.
That's not what standing the test of time means. It's not physical. It's metaphorical.
What was my percentage? Was it over 4?
5. Well, it's 4.5.
Oh, 4.5.
Jarrett, do you know what standing the test of time means?
Apparently I didn't because the audience agrees with you.
Jarrett's wardrobe.
My big mistake was, and I'm kicking myself because I had Shakespeare for my last pick and I went with Legos instead.
Shakespeare's dead.
Yeah, it's true. But his writing isn't.
Exactly. That's the point.
Yeah, what else do we still celebrate?
So Betty White's art is still alive, Jarrett. That's what she said.
Did I need to be that specific? Not her physical body?
You're winning. You don't need to defend yourself.
You don't need to do anything. You're winning.
You ever seen Betty White as a panelist on To Tell the Truth? It was gold, yes. Jerry. Gold. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Social studies is where all this fun goes down. On X, at @Bickley_Murata. Coming up next, we'll get you ready for D-backs Reds. D-backs going for the sweep. D-backs on deck next here on Bickley and Murata Mornings, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Arizona Sports, the home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball. We're checking in on the Diamondbacks as they warm up for the game's first pitch. D-backs on deck, brought to you by Sonic. Drive to your nearest Sonic location for the Oreo Big Scoop Cheesecake Sundae for a limited time only at Sonic. And by 72 Sold. 72 Sold. Get a higher price for your home.
These are good games for us to win. We got to learn how to win one-run games. We got to learn how to execute at the most critical point in the game and expect to have this type of outcome. So I'm really proud of these guys today. There was nothing that was given to them walking in these doors today. They fought hard for those four runs.
Torrey Lovello, manager of the Diamondbacks, after a 4-3 win yesterday to secure the series win in Cincinnati. And to win a one-run game, Bick, in a game where you couldn't rely on your closer, Paul Sewald, who's just back, and your de facto closer, Kevin Ginkle, struggled and didn't make it through the ninth inning. That's a good one-run win.
Mm-hmm.
And a great job by Joe Mantiply there. D-backs going for the sweep, going for a fourth straight victory today in Cincinnati in a little matinee action that gets underway in a little less than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start today by looking at today's pitching matchup here on D-backs on deck. Slade Ciccone on the mound, 24-year-old right-hander for the D-backs. His eighth career start, his fourth this year. You want to talk about a big statistical anomaly. Slade Ciccone, after his rough start last time out against San Diego last Friday, where he gave up 6 earned runs in 4 1/3 innings and a 7-1 loss. He's got a 4.96 ERA. His whip is world class. 0.796
wow.
whip. And 15 strikeouts, 3 walks this year for Ciccone. So that ERA does not necessarily indicate how good he has been.
That's true. Yeah, listen, allowing 6 earned runs, it's the Diamondbacks are the team of the skewed statistics, Vinny, and Slade Ciccone is proof of that.
He definitely
6 runs
is.
In his last start and you know, 3 runs in every other outing combined.
Yep, Hunter Green is on the mound today for Cincinnati, the hard-throwing
one of my favorite colors.
Hunter Green, yeah.
Hunter Green.
It's just a tremendous shade of green.
Beautiful.
Very popular in the mid to late 1990s. he is one of the hardest throwers in baseball. Averages 98 miles per hour on
averages?
The fastball. He's in the 97th percentile. The record this year, 1-2 with a 3.12 ERA. He's also got a good whip at 1.17. And he's tied for 13th in Major League Baseball with 47 strikeouts to this point. So expect a lot of swing and miss today. At least that's the goal for Hunter Green. His third career start against the Diamondbacks, he's 1-1 with a 4.22 ERA. That is today's pitching matchup. Right now, we take a look at the injury report. Brought to you by Wilderness Athlete. Accelerate your recovery with Hydrate and Recover from Wilderness Athlete. Check them out at wildernessathlete.com. The injury report getting shorter, but it's still pretty lengthy for the D-backs. You've got two relievers in Miguel Castro, Luis Frias, still on the 15-day injured list. You've got Geraldo Perdomo and Alec Thomas as position players on the 15-day injured list. And four pitchers right now on the 60-day injured list. Merrill Kelly, Eduardo Rodriguez. We'll see them again. We will not see Dre Jameson and Kyle Nelson. That's a key for the D-backs is to get these guys back that are coming back without
right.
losing anybody else.
Yeah, right, exactly. You don't want the two-step forward, three-steps backwards routine. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You'd like this team to get healthy and stay healthy is what you'd like. So, yeah, so I do think that that's definitely in play, and I think that the Diamondbacks, you know, if I'm going to stick to this. They get on a little run here. You get into June with a 500 record. I think you are going to be, they're going to be okay.
Now let's take a look at today's keys to the game.
Listen, man, I need you to be the key master.
I am the key master.
Arizona Sports, the home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball. D-backs keys to the game. Driven by Trucks Only, the Valley's number one independent dealer and home of the lifetime engine warranty.
You got the keys, Bick.
All right, my keys to the game, Vinny. The New York Post wrote this morning. Quote, Arizona's Slade Ciccone is no jabroni, but he has given up 9 runs in 16 and 2/3 innings. So my key to the game, don't be a jabroni.
That's not just the key to the game. That's a key to life. I've always said.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Jarrett agrees with that. real quick, a look at today's roof report.
The roof. D-backs roof report on Arizona Sports 98.7 in the Arizona Sports app. Brought to you by Renko Roofing. Going over and above for 20 years and counting. Schedule your roof inspection today at RenkoRoofing.com.
D-backs on the road, of course. There's no roof at Great American Ballpark.
I was going to say.
The weather forecast calling for a high of 72. With scattered showers and thunderstorms. Wind from the west at 13 miles per hour. And a 60% chance of precipitation. They had some nasty conditions brewing yesterday during the second part of that game. So
they did.
That is something to look for today. Hopefully they can get one in.
Grab a lead is what you're saying?
Grab a lead, get 5 in, and make your way to Baltimore.
Tap out, make your way to Baltimore.
Go get your crab soup, right, Jarrett? D-backs on deck is now concluded. D-backs BP show with Steve Zinsmeister ahead. Thanks to Eddie Johnson and Derek Hall. We'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6 here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to D-backs on Deck, brought to you by Sonic. Drive to your nearest Sonic location for the Oreo Big Scoop Cheesecake Sundae for a limited time only at Sonic. And by 72 Sold. 72 Sold. Get a higher price for your home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.